This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
We all depend on skilled trade workers, whether it's an emergency plumber to fix your toilet on Thanksgiving weekend or the IT team at work who recovers your client report after your computer has crashed. Chances are the trade workers in your life are men. The gender gap in these fields of work remains wide. This is the subject of a new Vancouver Cooperative Radio documentary, Women in Trades and Technology. And if you were tuned in to Co-op Radio during your lunch hour on Mondays during the month of October, then you heard the four-part series. And joining me in studio now is Marisa McLeod. She is a studio sound technician here at Vancouver Cooperative Radio, and she's a producer of the documentary. Hi, Marisa.
Hi, how's it going?
So, Marisa, you're a woman in trade. Tell us how you got started.
I got started when I was pretty young, actually. I started interning in a recording studio after my teacher approached me, and he didn't have any girls joining his sound production class.
So this is in high school?
Yeah, in high school. I was 16, and he said, you know, I think you'd be a really good sound engineer, so you should join my class, and I'll give you a chance to go to a studio, and they really liked me there, so I ended up, I went home and I Googled what a sound engineer was. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And then I went to the studio and I cleaned their kitchen and their toilets really well. And I wrapped a cable really well. And they let me come back. And I've been working in studios for the past 4 years now.
So what happened to your high school career?
My high school career, I ended up, because they wanted me at the studio every day, I was lucky enough to be like in a alternative program, so I ended up doing all my schoolwork at the studio opposed to like going to class. And then I just spent the last 2 years of high school working in this recording studio and doing like my math homework in the office on my spare time.
That's crazy. So how many hours did you spend at the studio?
I spent 12 hours a day every day for 2 years, actually. They wanted me there every single day.
That's a pretty hardcore high school education.
It was pretty good, but I had nothing better to do, I guess.
So you mentioned that there was a teacher that kind of approached you about this. Do you still keep in touch with that teacher?
Oh, yeah. That's Kevin Alt. He's amazing. I actually sometimes go back to his class and do little like Pro Tools work, like DAW workshops or live sound workshops or things like that, just to show the kids in the class like kind of an example of what you can get out of it.
So we don't normally do this, but Marisa, how old are you?
I'm 20.
So you're 20 and yeah. You're already a mentor for other women.
Yeah, I guess so.
What came up in your documentary is that the networks around women in trade are small, but that came out as a positive thing, because it's the women in your documentary describe that as being able to create an immediate bond. So I know that the women that you interviewed for your documentary came from your network. Can you just briefly tell us who they were?
Well, it was really cool because being in a community that is so tight-knit, it was really quite easy to find people to interview. Like I interviewed the woman in sound was Andrew, the director of technical services here, my boss.
We're all very grateful for the work that she does here.
She does a lot of stuff here. And I interviewed another woman I know through live sound at venues I work at, Shiva. And I interviewed women that I met recording that also work in IT and in web development, Miss a woman named Kim and a woman named Susan Taylor and Jean McDonald.
Mm-hmm. So and what did they do?
They are the founders of AppCam for Girls, actually, which is a really cool program for young girls to learn IT-based like app development.
I remember she said when you were interviewing her that less than 5% of the developers at an Apple conference were women.
I know, that's such a small amount. So getting to girls in high school, middle school, is like it's such a great program. And I think they're in their fourth summer of it.
And then I think you also talked to a ship's welder.
Yeah, I talked to a welder who is working up north, and I just ended up meeting her randomly one day on my couch in my house. She was a friend of my roommate's, and I interviewed my shop teacher from eighth grade, which was absolutely amazing, being able to talk to her after 6 years not seeing her, which was really nice.
What did you enjoy about that?
I wasn't the best student, so it was kind of nice to be able to be like, hey, I turned out okay. You know, that was really nice. She was always a really nice teacher, too.
And you were able to redeem yourself.
Yeah, redeem myself greatly.
So each of the women that you interviewed, they talked about discrimination that they experienced in their field of work. What stuck out for you, or what are some of the stories that stuck out for you?
Some of the stories that I found really, I really related to was mostly just the way things have gone now is that it's not super acceptable to be really outwardly, like, when you're in that kind of situation, but it's a lot of undertones of just, like, just passive-aggressive comments and, you know, just, you know, like, I was talking to my friend Shiva in that interview, and she had experiences like, oh, you know, they couldn't afford to hire a real sound tech, or, like, just, like, comments like that, which is...
So they hired a woman instead.
Yeah, they hired a woman instead. They're like, oh, yeah, like, you know, you're too pretty to be a sound tech was one comment I heard during it, which was just like, oh, just little things like that really stuck out to me, which that took up a lot of the conversation, I guess.
Yeah, and I remember one of, I believe it was a woman working in film, said that when she was doing an international recruiting for a technical position, she couldn't even find applicants that were women.
Yeah, that... Film is really male-dominated still. It was hard for me just to find people to interview in Vancouver for film, which was... I was really surprised. I thought it would be a little more even than it is. And one woman I talked to, Anna Waters, she's a light rigger and operator. She controls pretty much the lights on set, on movie sets, and she's worked on really big sets. And she mentions this in the interview, that she didn't get a job once because her crewmates mentioned that she didn't want to talk about hookers and blow. So she lost the job because she didn't want to talk like a dude, pretty much.
In addition to what you're just describing now, what else do you think is holding women back from going into trades?
I think a lot of it is just self-doubt, like people making women believe that there isn't a place for them, or if they try, that they're gonna fail. You know, they're not gonna be good enough. They're not gonna be like able, like strong enough to like lift the equipment, or smart enough to figure out the troubleshooting skills. Just things in their heads, I guess.
Well, what did you like about working in the trades?
I really like hands-on work, and I also really like having different projects. You know, not the same thing every day. Like, every couple months, my job almost completely changes based on the projects that I do.
What would you say to women and girls to encourage them to consider a career in trades?
If you want to do something, don't let anybody convince you that you can't do it for whatever reason. If you want to do something, you can always figure out how to do it. You just have to be able to want to learn and, you know, work really hard.
Marissa, I know that you were planning on uploading your radio documentary because it's already been aired this month on Co-op Radio. So if people want to listen to your documentary, which I highly recommend for everyone, it's really a great job that you did on it. Where can people find this?
Right now, it is only on the Co-op website archives, but it is going to be uploaded to the NCRA and Radio for All probably in the next week or so.
Okay, great.
Yes.
All right, Marissa, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about your documentary and for the great work that you're doing here on Cooperative Radio, too.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I've been speaking with Marissa McLeod. She's the producer of the radio documentary Women in Trades and Technology. And she's also the studio sound technician here at Vancouver Cooperative Radio. Women in Trades and Technology was produced with the support of Community Radio Fund of Canada Youth on Air Project.